everyone. This is Kim Brenneman with the Sid the Science Kid podcast. I'm here as always with Trina Helfrich. Hi, Trina.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm just great, and I am so excited to introduce everyone to Kelly Beal, who is our guest today. Kelly's the district resource teacher in Hillsborough County Public Schools in Tampa, Florida. And the Hillsborough County Public Schools in Tampa, Florida has been using Sid the Science Kid in their classrooms. And we're really excited to have Kelly here today to talk to us about that and that experience. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. So tell me a little bit about how the curriculum was enacted in your preschools.
Well, once I went to my supervisor and I told her, I said I really want to get Sid in our summer VPK classroom, and I got the go ahead to make that happen. So the first thing we did was look at the daily schedule, and our summer program, Kim, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we go 10 hours a day. It's an intense VPK program.
Kelly, what
So,
does VPK mean?
thank you. Voluntary pre-kindergarten. It is a program that is set up for 4 and 5 year olds to help bridge the transition into kindergarten and really set them up for success. We have some year-round VPK programs, and then we also have our summer VPK program, which goes for 30 days at 10 hours a day. So,
I can't even fathom 10 hours a day with 4-year-olds. That's amazing. I mean,
yes,
I'm
it
sure
is.
there's a lot of playtime and learning time and play learning time built into that, but that's a very long day for those little people.
It is a long day, and that's why I was really excited too to look at Sid and bring in Sid in that classroom, because it was something so uniquely different, and it was something that is so exciting for kids. So once she gave me the go-ahead, we looked at the schedule, and we knew that we could fit science time in. And without really doing much rearranging to the schedule, we were able to identify 45 minutes a day dedicated to Sid the Science Kid. And that worked out perfectly. So off I went, and the first thing I did is I got back together with WEDU, my contact there, Gail. And we looked at all the episodes, because the first thing I knew had to happen was that what we brought into the classroom had to align with the new standards for 4-year-olds. And that was really easy to do. We went online and looked at the episode selection, and were able to easily identify 6 episodes that aligned with six different topics and standards, so that it was just a natural fit into our classroom. And then the real work began after that. That was the easy part. Then the real work began after that. So off we went on our state adventure.
So, Kelly, you picked out 6 episodes that aligned with the science learning standards in the state of Florida. And those 6 episodes, did you do sort of one a week and develop activities around that to make your 30 days in the summer?
Exactly. It worked out perfectly with a 30-day program. 45 minutes a day. We selected 6 episodes, and each episode focused on a topic that would be studied for 5 days. So it worked out perfectly within a 30-day schedule.
Kim, is this how you guys envisioned it coming together? Like, is this sort of like the perfect storm per se of how you imagined Sid would get used?
I like to say that yes, we had this all in mind, but I think we have to give a lot of credit to Kelly and her colleagues for taking advantage of the workshop that was part of the design of Sid the Science Kid. We always had a big outreach component through the local PBS affiliates. The idea being that we would create materials that they could work with local educators, and introduce them to Sid and introduce them to ways to use Sid. But the idea that Kelly and her colleagues took this, really get a whole lot of credit for taking that initiative and taking that step, and then doing something that just really excites me, which is using Sid as a jumping off place for them to also create their own activities, because we certainly don't have anything written out that's 30 days worth of curriculum around Sid. We do have a week-long Sid the Science Kid summer camp around our science tools episodes, but this is really wonderful that they created something where the kids were interacting with Sid 5 days a week around an episode and the concept in that episode. That's exactly what we want kids doing, thinking way back to Preschool Pathways to Science, which is the program that I co-developed, in which we really want kids to have lots of connected science experiences around a particular concept. So the fact that that you all, Kelly, and everyone else in Hillsborough County Public Schools took this episode and then created learning experiences around it is really, it's a really nice full circle back to the curriculum that's the basis of Sid the Science Kid. So it's really exciting to me to hear it. And I just thank you for taking that initiative and doing the hard work of designing learning activities around these science concepts, because it can be a ton of fun, but it does take time and it takes real thought and effort. So you all should be commended for doing that. And I thank you for that.
You're welcome. It was just such a fun ride, Kim. And going back to what you just said about the connectedness of the program, it's so seamless. It offers so many different ways for children to experience a concept that was so apparent in reviewing the episodes and everything that was put into that. So to develop lesson plans around the episodes, it was just the right thing to do, because there were so many different experiences that these kids could have. Many of them, it was their first experience with any type of scientific concept. And what fun they had. What fun they had.
So, can you tell us a little bit about how the curriculum was received by the teachers, the parents, and the children? And then we'll talk a little bit about sort of what you saw really working well and what might have been a challenge. So let's just sort of start. When you went to your teachers and you said, "We're going to do this," what did they have to say?
Well, we kicked it off. We have a big VPK training day every year, and that's when we introduced it. And if you can imagine, we have at least maybe 250 people in a big auditorium, and we've got a giant screen. And I cued Roger, he was my creative arts guy. I cued him to start showing the clips, and when the first clip came on of Sid the Science Kid, you could have heard a pin drop. It was just, teachers were locked in from the first moment, from the moment they saw Sid. And I'll just go on to tell you about my experiences in the classroom. During the summer program, I go around and support teachers. I observe teachers. There's a lot of compliance work that's required for VPK regulation. I was in and out of classrooms a lot all summer. And I will tell you, I had on many occasions teachers stop me and thank me for bringing them to the Science Kid, because their kids are learning so much. They were so impressed with the vocabulary. The teachers, and this is what I felt was key, the teachers were so excited to teach science. And as you know, Kim, that transfers to the kids' excitement for learning. And it was just such a big hit.
Well, that leads so nicely into my next question, which was sort of, what's your evidence that the kids were learning? And we know it's fun and they're engaged, and the teachers too. And what evidence do you have that children were learning from this? I mean, I love you telling me the parents were accessing the website and extending the learning at home. That's exactly what we want to have happen. So that's just really warms my heart to hear it, because we know parents who are engaging their kids too. That means kids are learning and thinking about science across, multiple spheres of their life, and they see science not just as something you do in school, but something you can do at home too with your family, which is really neat. But just to step back then to my original question, what's your evidence that they were learning? What did you see happening that told you that children were gaining from this?
Well, I'm going to jump in to the second part of the evidence that in terms of the effectiveness of this program. It was the qualitative data. And we had quantitative with the pre and post assessments, and I wanted to survey the teachers. There were some critical things I needed to understand from their perspective, and so part of the qualitative data included some open-ended questions, some single response questions, and some open-ended questions. And the open-ended question, one in particular, was just very revealing as to the evidence for success of this program. And that was what teachers felt the strengths were. And keep in mind, there were no prompts. This was just open-ended. Teachers could type whatever they wanted. But out of the teachers that responded, their responses just naturally kind of fell into four different categories. And the first one, it's child-friendly curriculum. The teachers felt that this really set their students up for success. And as I said previously, most of these kids, this was their first time with any experience in scientific concepts. So to be able to go out and set and establish such a child-friendly curriculum to really set that child up for a successful experience and make them crave more science is really a huge win. The second response that just kind of fell into play was student engagement. These teachers were so impressed with the level of engagement that their students achieved during SID the Science Kit. Kids were actively engaged in the lessons. They asked a lot of questions. And if you know Sid, you know he's a curious, inquisitive four-year-old. And he is a great model for asking questions. And kids followed his lead. They just followed his lead. They were very curious. They got curious about many different concepts that we studied. They constantly wanted to investigate and learn something new. Something really cool that I was actually witness to is they role-played, and, you know, they wanted to pretend they were Sid, and they used the appropriate vocabulary that Sid uses, asked a lot of good questions. They interviewed and surveyed each other. It was just really, really a big win with student engagement. The third response that just fell into play was the vocabulary development. There was such a strong sense of vocabulary development in this program, and the episodes weave that vocabulary in and out so effectively that it's natural for kids to pick up on it. You know, they just learned so many new scientific vocabulary terms, and they're able to use them and apply them in many different settings throughout the school day. And it was just so spot on. Some of the conversations that I was able to overhear were really quite impressive for a bunch of four-year-olds. And the last response that I think is the most important is the acceptance by teachers. It was just so well-received. As I stated earlier, teachers come from different grade levels in our VPK program. They teach different grades year-round, and they really wanted it in their classroom during the school year. It was so much fun for the student and the teacher. You know, the fact that we also created a pre- and post-assessment really hit home with the teachers, so they had the data to support the learning. You know, a big thing, too, that teachers noted is that the curriculum was so non-threatening. Nobody felt pressure. Teachers didn't feel pressure. Students didn't feel pressure. It was just that much fun for kids and for teachers.
What I'm really struck by is the accessibility of SID the Science Kit, which I know about. I don't know, Kelly, if you know that for 2 years, almost every week, I did SID the Science Kit activities with my two young sons, who at the time one of them was 3 and then 4 years old. And what's amazing to me is when I hear your anecdotal evidence, you know, not the formal evidence from the teachers, is that it's so similar to my experience as a parent at home. And of course, I know that the teachers are going at it with so much more background and purpose and education and all those things. But I love the idea that, you know, parents at home can do this, and you guys can take something like it and expand it and build on it, and the kids get all of this amazing exposure. But once again, Kim, kudos to you guys that, you know, I alone, just one parent in my house in California can do this, and a whole district of teachers in Hillsborough can do it too. And we're all feeling the same stuff. It's incredible to me. I'm so humbled by it. I just think it's amazing. What you guys did was amazing.
If I can just respond to that, because it's easy to produce an amazing product when you're starting with something that is so well done. And one thing that I found so appealing when I was first viewing this program to see how we could fit it in is that, first of all, it's just so fun and user-friendly. Secondly, it's developmentally appropriate, and there's lots of hands-on investigations and experiences for kids. The multimedia approach to learning, though, to me was one of the most powerful ones, and that resonated in the research with teachers as well. In every topic that we studied, you had an episode, you had an investigation, you had a song, a literacy component. We got books to go with each of the lessons, did the Science Kid books, activities, and online extensions, as well as, like I said previously, the science journaling. So everything was there. Everything was there to allow children to have so many different kinds of experiences with Sid. One thing that I love, and this was a new experience, well, almost all of this was new to kids, but one thing that I loved was in kindergarten, there's a big strategy that is really important and critical to learn, and that's turn and talk. And I'm not sure how familiar you are with that, but it is quite simply what it states. It is really important as we look to more focus on students leading discussions in the classroom, which is where we're headed. The turn and talk strategy is critical to master, and Sid gave us that opportunity when he surveyed his friends at school to, you know, on a specific concept. So after children watched Sid survey his friends, and there was a beautiful chart that followed every survey, so that's great visual support for kids. But once they viewed that episode, the class survey episode, then they partnered. They turned and talked to their partner about what let's say we're studying the topic of scent. They would turn and ask their partner what their favorite scent was. And they would, you know, take turns asking and telling each other and then respond back to the teacher, who would then record everybody's response. And it was just so appropriate, such a great venue for kids to learn this, one of these critical strategies that is so important to their success in kindergarten.
It's really wonderful. I've heard of Think, Pair, Share. I assume it's pretty similar to Turn and Talk.
Giving
kids the opportunity to share their thoughts with each other, communicate with each other, and then taking it that step further where they share out and see their words put onto a chart, you know, the teacher's recording. That makes your words very powerful. It's a really nice, obviously, social, emotional, you know, skill building involved with communicating with someone else, but also really great modeling pre-literacy and literacy, you know, your words translate into these marks on paper and that sort of thing. So really lovely. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you have any other anecdotes to share with us? I feel like...
Oh, how much time do you have? I have to tell you, my experience in visiting so many classrooms while we were piloting this program was just that it was just so incredible to see the learning, to hear the vocabulary, to watch the investigations. One of the investigations that I was able to see is when we were studying backyard science, and children took their toolkits out. They had shovels and they had sifters and buckets, and the investigation allowed them to dig through dirt because we wanted to find out what was in dirt. And the excitement that they got from seeing worms, you know, they saw worms in the dirt. They saw rocks and pebbles and leaves and plants and bugs. You know, just it was just incredible to watch them experience that. So that was a thrill for me. But there were some really funny incidences. Couple of them that were really stick out in my mind. The one that is the most touching for me was, we had the privilege of having the science kid visit one of our classrooms, and the kids were so excited. And so I was playing the roving reporter, asking kids what their favorite thing was that Sid taught them this year, what, you know, what they learned from Sid. And, you know, I had my microphone because Sid always has a microphone, and that's just one of those critical props that is a must-have. And so I got to this one little girl, and I asked her what her favorite thing was that she learned from Sid. And she didn't hesitate, and she said it was learning about dirt. And at the time, that wasn't really anything spectacular. I mean, it was exciting to hear her response, but I didn't know the meaning behind her response until the teacher pulled me aside after I was done interviewing the kids. And she said, "Kelly, I just have to tell you, I cannot believe what I just saw." That was that little girl's first words in the classroom.
Wow.
The first words she spoke. And she didn't hesitate, Kim. She did not hesitate. She said it, you know, she was shy, but you could hear. She said it with enthusiasm, and she didn't hesitate. So that was a pretty powerful moment when I found out that she hadn't spoken in class yet until she responded to my question about Sid the Science Kid. So that was the most touching.
You're going to have to keep talking because I'm like a little choked up.
Oh, I know, right? It is. I mean, it was that powerful. The teacher was just blown away. She was stunned. She was overjoyed. She was surprised. I mean, she just went through such an array of emotions when she told me this about this little girl. And, you know, what power she's learning, what power she, you know, her words have. So I'm hoping that was just the beginning of something fabulous with that little girl. But I'll tell you a funny story. When we were studying tools and measurement, and, you know, we got to have our first introduction to a ruler and, you know, the power of a ruler and how many uses you have, you know, the everyday uses of a ruler. And Sid's dad, in the episode, Sid's dad gave him a ruler. So Sid carried it around in his back pocket and he measured everything with it. And he just thought it was the coolest thing. And so I'm in a classroom one day with this teacher and this dad comes into the classroom and he's holding a ruler. And he has this like mystified look on his face. And he wanted to know what was going on in class. And the teacher, you know, not quite sure what he meant by that. So he went on to explain that it was his son's birthday the other day. And so he took him to this store where this child could have anything he wanted in the whole store. And he picks a ruler. The child wants a ruler. And so the dad's like,
Kim, can you breathe?
Yeah, I have a friend who, you know, her kids were involved with my, not Sid, but the curriculum that's sort of the basis for Sid, and her kids asked for science journals from Santa. So, similar kind of.
How powerful is that? Yeah, I mean, and the parents are just blown away, you know, and the teacher went on to explain, you know, that, well, we're studying tools and measurement in our Sid the Science Kid science time. And, you know, Sid's dad gave him a ruler, and he just thought it was the coolest thing. And so the dad walked away just, you know, bursting with pride, you know, and just was so excited. But he was really miffed. He was so completely miffed as to why, when you're a four-year-old or five-year-old and you could have anything you want in a store, why you would pick a ruler. And I mean, you want to talk about speaking volumes to the power of that program and the whole concept behind it. Take a kid to a toy store and watch them pick a ruler out. Think they want to walk away with it.
Well, I think, too, it's a testament to the four-year-old brain, too. You know, I've had very similar experiences with my kids, too, where you think that they're going to go for one thing, but they want to learn. They want to learn all the time. Mm-hmm. And we also have spent time. I remember one day at Home Depot. They were it was around Christmas time, and they had little mini tape measures. And there was no way we were leaving that Home Depot without buying them each a $2 tape measure. And to this day, they every once in a while, I'm like, "What are you doing?" And they're just measuring stuff. They're walking around the house measuring stuff.
Yeah.
And I love that. I mean, who needs all that other?
Sorry, they're just naturally curious, though, and they're like little sponges. They have so much capability at this age, and they can absorb so many different things. So, yeah, it was quite the day in that classroom. You know, for a day, a day of learning. You know, a day of sharing. And like I said, that father walked away pretty proud of his little guy.
I'm curious. Wait, I probably should have asked you this a lot sooner in the conversation, but what What are sort of the, like, what's the level of parental involvement, or what's the demographics of your kids? It's a voluntary program, so anybody can sign up, or are there certain kids at risk who are targeted for these programs, or is it everybody? Is it a cross section of your entire community?
It is a cross-section of our entire community. It is the only requirements for VPK, for a summer VPK program, are they have to meet the age requirement and they have to be a resident of Florida. And we really promote this program because, as you know, the standards in kindergarten and beyond are getting way more rigorous. And we've got to do what we can do to give children every advantage possible to prepare them for success as they enter kindergarten. So this VPK program is one of our most powerful programs to be able to do that and to access these kids that may not otherwise have any classroom experience prior to walking in their first day of kindergarten. And if you've got children who do not have any classroom experience before their first day of kindergarten, number one, they're already at a huge disadvantage. Like I said, standards are way more rigorous. Expectations are significantly higher than they ever have been. Number two, they're lacking in the social skills that are needed to be able to interact successfully in the kindergarten classroom. So by allowing us to reach as many 4 and 5 year olds as possible that meet the age and residential requirement, we're able to just really help set them up for success as they enter kindergarten.
I imagine that you fill up pretty fast.
Oh yeah, our summer program serves anywhere between 800 to 1,100 kids each year, and we want to keep growing that. We just want to keep growing that. Research shows that you've got about 33% of children still that don't have any classroom experience before going into kindergarten. We need to reach these kids, so we make it as accessible as possible. There's no cost. It's free to the parents. They get their meals are taken care of while they're at school. The only thing that we cannot do, unfortunately, is provide bus transportation. Other than that, we take care of food, we take care of learning, we give them a safe place where they can learn and experience everything a 4-year-old should be experiencing.
It's so obvious how dedicated you are and how much work. I can't even begin to imagine the hours that you put into this. And I'm hope that you have received a lot of thanks and gratefulness from your parents out there, because I would have really appreciated a program like that for my boys.
Well, and I'll tell you, just along those lines, it was funny because many of the teachers who instructed VPK over this past summer have young children of their own. And quite a few of them asked me, do you, you know, if their child goes to this, specific private provider or this center, do you think they'll have Sid there? Do you think they'll have Sid there? And I said, well, I'm not sure, but you can certainly suggest it. So, it was just that powerful to parents who are also teachers, to hear their testimonials. And one of the lead teachers at one of the VPK sites, she's an assistant principal year round at a different school, but she has young ones. She knew Sid the Science Kid. She was so excited that we were piloting it in our VPK classroom. She was very involved in that program, and she is a regular Sid watcher. And just the opportunities for parents to be able to engage with Sid, because I'll tell you, Sid the Science Kid was written for kids, but boy, is it fun for adults. It's
I
one of
agree.
those that yeah, it's one of those it's one of those episodes, one of those series that is fun for kids and adults, and parents who were engaged with their children with Sid the Science Kid will tell you that.
Kelly, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you about this, and I want to thank you for taking the time to come and share your experiences with Sid the Science Kid and your experiences sharing Sid with teachers and with children and with families in Tampa, Florida. It's really been gratifying to me and humbling to me to hear how much work you did using the materials that we created and then expanding them in such a wonderful way to bring science to young children. It's It's really wonderful, and I thank you for taking the time to do that and for taking the time to share it with us and with our listeners today.
It has been such a pleasure, Kim, and I want to thank you because I feel like the kids from this program got a real jump start in their learning of scientific concepts and everything that, you know, is really encompassed in the whole STEM push that we as a country are undergoing. So I just have to say thank you for Sid because he's been just a pleasure. Such a pleasure.
It would be great if I could take all the credit, but it's a true collaboration among a lot of wonderful people, dedicated people like yourself. So thanks so much for joining us, Trina. Lovely as always to talk with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.